Visiting with Pleasantville head girls basketball coach Allison Price. Coach, you know, you guys had a tough 3-point loss the other night against Earlham, but before that, you know, coming off three straight wins against Clark, Colfax, Mingo, and Interstate 35. Can you kind of just walk me through a little bit about what this last 2 weeks of your season's been like?
I mean, obviously going into a three-game week out of break is obviously not always fun, but I think the girls truly they used what we worked on during break. I mean, we worked a lot on defense over break and just a lot of the drills that we focused on. I think truly we showed the improvement and the growth that we made in those three games. I mean, starting off a little bit slow at Clark and just get back into the role of things and finding our groove, but then obviously like we really dominated and showed our force on what we can do offensively. But also I think when I look at those games and I take the stats of those games, I mean, you can see that just the growth and their intensity and defense had really made those wins successful.
You know, and to be 9-4 overall and 4-2 in the West Central Conference right now, you know, with only the one loss being by 3 points to Earlham, you know, kind of what does that really show about the growth of your team from 1 year to the next?
It's always nice too. I mean, just around the community, obviously just congratulating us on a great season that we've had so far. I mean, I look at these girls and I keep telling them, I mean, look at what we did last year. Like, look how far we've come from where we were at last year. I mean, it was a team last year that we lost a lot of conference games. I mean, and now we're hungry and we're ready to just dominate on some of those conference games and just building their confidence and gaining the skills and the knowledge that they have just to be able to win those games has been really cool to see. And I keep encouraging them, like, we still have 8 games of the regular season left. I mean, a lot of those are wins that we are hungry for and that we can take and continue to improve our record.
Yeah, you know, you 2 games you have left on your schedule is Des Moines Christian again, a team you lost in a conference game earlier in the season, and then ACGC, who's second in the conference. So, you know, do you kind of view those games as good opportunities to show that, hey, you guys belong at the top of the conference?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we played Des Moines Christian again, which obviously we've already played them once, but able to just grow from our previous game at Des Moines Christian and just we worked on things over break. I mean, that's ultimately we used the Des Moines Christian game to jump us forward into what we need to really hone in on break to make us more competitive in games like Des Moines Christian. So obviously we're excited to be able to get to play them again. That's another opportunity to show what we have learned and worked on and grown in just to see like what the matchup looks at. I mean, obviously ACGC, I mean, we only get to play them once a year, but obviously last year when we played ACGC, we were out Kylie McConnell and Joelle due to ending injuries. So it'll be cool to see what it's like this year with those two girls back as well.
You know, your leading scorer, Joelle Johnson, she had a pretty historic night the other night, you know, hitting 40 points in game, which broke the school record and also the 3-point record. How neat is that to see as a coach, you know, having a player like her that's so talented in so many ways, but also achieving something like that?
I mean, yeah, it's super cool for her, and I'm excited for her to have this in her senior year and obviously see the success. I mean, this obviously just builds her confidence into going into the rest of the season. But also, she deserves success. I mean, obviously playing 4 years here at Pleasantville, like I want her career to be successful and I want her to go out in a way that's memorable and that she knows that she left her mark in some way here at Pleasantville.
You know, is it nice having this year, you know, we've mentioned several times about your scoring not as top heavy as it was last year in terms of Joelle, but you have girls like Taylor Perkins. And then, for example, the other night, Riley Hardman, who had a really good night of scoring as well. Is it nice to have, you know, a variety of girls that you can lean on that, you know, hey, you know, if one player is down maybe a little bit tonight, that this player is going to pick up some slack in terms of offensive production?
I mean, yes. I mean, that's been a lot of fun for me is just to look at the stats after the game and see that several girls took 10 to 15 shots and I mean in scoring in double digits. I mean that's fun as a coach to see that we can have more opportunities on the floor all the time, that it's not just coming from one girl the whole time, that we're able to move the ball on offense a little bit more smoothly and look at and some other girls just look at that opportunity to be confident with the ball as well and just put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, in terms of your girls' stats this year, too, you know, every single girl that you've had enter a varsity game has at least scored 1 point this year. Is it good to maybe, you know, even if it's a game that's not close anymore, to get some of them freshmen in there, to get at least a little bit of varsity exposure as they, you know, eventually hopefully continue their career with Pleasantville?
Yes. I mean, I love those opportunities where I can get all my girls on the team into the game. I mean, it's evident that I'm going to lose 5 seniors after this year. But like, I mean, you lose those seniors, and I'm only going to bring back two starters as freshmen. So those are three starting spots that are kind of open for those girls. So, I mean, I take that opportunity that I have a team next year as well to grow and to develop into varsity players. So any chance that they get the opportunity to see the game in a varsity game and see the momentum and how fast it truly moves, is a good opportunity for them to learn and be ready for next year.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, last season, of course, was not how you wanted to end the season due to some injuries and things like that. But, you know, you look ahead to this season, I don't want to get too far ahead of the schedule and look at postseason already. But, you know, what is kind of special about this year's team that, you know, shows you as coach that you guys, you know, you really can compete if you get into, you know, your postseason play this year?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I look at our success that we've had so far and just the attitudes of these girls. I mean, you see that they're still hungry for wins and they're still wanting to improve the records here at Pleasantville. I mean, just the other day in the locker room, I said, I'm like, the last time Pleasantville had a winning record was their freshman year where they went 11-11. I'm like, what can we do to make this senior year of some of these girls memorable? Like, what can we do? We could still beat 11 wins. And just know that we've had a better record than their freshman year. So I just continue to tell them, like, be confident, be hungry for wins. Like, we're going to play teams again now, and they're going to want to beat us just because we beat them the first time. So it's, we have to continue to stay focused and locked in and come ready to play every game.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always and visiting with you. And, you know, best of luck as you guys take on West Central Valley and then into Van Meter next week.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.